Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine Dmytro Kuleba and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Josep Borrell made a trip to Donbass. Kuleba and Borrell visited the entry-exit checkpoint in Stanitsa Luhanska and the administrative service center of the Stanitsa Luhanska District State Administration. The EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy got acquainted with the security and humanitarian situation in the region, in particular, received a detailed briefing from the Deputy Commander of the Joint Forces Operation on systemic violations of the Minsk agreements by Russia. Mr. Borrell had the opportunity to eyewitness the devastating consequences of the conflict, as well as Ukraine's efforts to end this war and make life easier for citizens on both sides of the demarcation line, the minister stressed. He thanked the chief EU diplomat for his steadfast support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of our state, as well as the implementation of a comprehensive package to deter Russia from further aggression. Ukraine and the European Union now face one task: to use diplomatic means to help de-escalate the situation and make Moscow reduce tensions and give up its aggressive intentions, Kuleba said. One of the key elements of the deterrence package is the preparation of new painful sanctions against Russia, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine stressed. Ukraine and the European Union are united in the fact that Russia has no right to divide Europe into zones of influence and determine where, how, when the European Union can expand and what will be the nature of relations between Ukraine and the European Union. This is a relationship exclusively between Kiev and Brussels, and Moscow has no right of vote in this matter, the minister stressed. Natalia Tolib.